You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Keeping Up with the Kardashians news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Hey everybody, I'm Jackie Moran, and the countdown is still going 1 week now until the Kim K wedding extravaganza. With that being said, of course, we have some news in news and gossip and some things you never knew about Chris Humphries, which my co-host Mari Fagel, I'm sure, will be very excited to hear because we constantly talk about how we need more Chris Humphries in the show. How you doing, Mari?
I'm good. I'm excited to hear that news because I'm still trying to figure him out.
I know. We are not seeing any of Chris in the show. Of course, we're seeing the other Chris. Momager Chris, always making her appearances, and this time, getting into some tiffs with Scott, so we'll definitely get to that. And I know Phil Svitek has some thoughts about Kim's dancing, so we're going to have to talk about that, too.
In a word, and, amazing. Amazing.
You love Kim Kardashian, don't you? Because what? I don't know about that dancing.
I feel like every guy loves Kim Kardashian's dancing.
Well, of course. She just has to shake it a little bit, and that's all it takes. So, I don't know. How did you feel about that dancing, Mari?
I thought it was the whole thing was very scripted, and I thought that segment was a little bit boring, and it's like, I don't know. She has to have the moves because she clearly has them in the bedroom, so having them on the dance floor can't be that difficult. So I just think that whole part B segment was boring to me. Very scripted.
Well, I guess as Phil said it best, the guys, I'm sure, all the male audience was enjoying that little bit of Kim dancing. But, you know, I have to say Courtney said it best when she said she should put down the flags and get off the stage. So sorry, Kim. You know, we'll see how she does at her wedding, being that it will be a special on E! But I have to agree with Mari. I'm sorry, Phil, but I think that B segment, again, you're right. It was so scripted. You know, here's my thing about this, and of course the big story of the night was Scott versus Chris, but, you know, with Kim and her dancing and the shyness, getting up on stage with Prince and, you know, freezing up. I mean, I'm sure Prince didn't, like, literally kick her off the stage. So for me, I just feel like she might get embarrassed to dance, whatever, but she was on Dancing with the Stars, even though she says she gets embarrassed. You know, like, how embarrassed can you be if you agree to sign up for that show? And, you know, she's in the public eye all the time, so I don't know. I guess they were trying to show, like, a relatable side of her. But you're right. I think the whole thing was so fixed. Even the dance class was, like, looked like professional dancers, and they were, like, just so excited to have Kim in there. And then she runs out, which was, like, ridiculous, in my opinion.
I think, was the most ridiculous.
Right? What did you think of, like, I thought for sure those are definitely, like, professional dancers.
These are professional dancers, and I love how as she's running, storming out of the class, they take a minute to, like, show the sign of, like, the dance studio and, like, show the name of it just to promote it, and that the whole dance class, she's wearing her Skechers gear.
I know. So, you know, it definitely, they were like, come on, Kim, you know, so, and then with the Prince thing, you know, she's, first of all, talking about it on Ryan Seacrest, which let's think, he only produces the show, so how fixed was that? And then she's with Prince's ex-wife talking about it. So it just seemed really too far-fetched for me, this storyline.
I think what happened is Prince did call her up on stage, and that was real and not scripted, and that was, like, a real moment. But then Prince called her up on stage, and then Chris took that as an opportunity to turn it into a storyline, like, oh, look what just happened, you know, in real life, in the real world, and now let's turn that into a storyline about Kim's dancing, let's call up Prince's ex-wife, let's get some promotion in for this dance club and some money for advertising for this dance studio, and it'll show off her vulnerability, perfect storyline.
Right. I totally agree. I think it was obvious that Prince event happened probably before filming, and they were sitting there sort of brainstorming storylines. Oh, that's perfect. You know, check this off the list. But, you know, then we get to the carousel restaurant, and she gets up with her sisters and starts dancing. And I guess to make it all come together, she finally shook that booty and made guys like Phil happy. Right, Phil? So maybe it was all worth it.
It was all
worth it. Phil, you want to have any last defense for Kim's dancing?
I just got to say, you know what? She was a little nervous, and the fact that she even did it, you know what? She overcame her fear. Good for her.
You know, that is true. I think if anything, as scripted as it was, at least it was a positive message. And I do think that she sends positive messages out there with body image. I said this last week, so I do give her credit for that. And the Sears collection was another thing that came up, which started the whole storyline.
Well, by the way, real quick, I just also want to say, you know what? If everyone looks up to Kim Kardashian, and so if a woman like that or a person has these sort of fears, then you know what? Maybe it's okay for all of us to have certain fears. You know what I mean?
I do agree. But did you think that was a little too fixed as far as the... Do you think she really has those fears?
Yeah, maybe she does, maybe she doesn't. But at the end of the day, you know what? Again, I think, like you said, it's a positive message. And so, reality, we all know it's not always actually real. And so, you know what? It's okay. I can buy it as long as the message is good.
That is very nicely said, Phil. I agree. Good message, so we can't hate on her too much. And I won't go there about her dancing. Courtney said it all for us. So moving on to the, I don't know about this being a positive message, Scott and the mother-in-law, even though they're not married, mother-in-law figure Chris. Scott works up his little plan to get Chris all upset by telling the girls, you know, let's trick your mom into thinking I'm going to manage you, the younger girls. Now, I don't know about it. For me, this storyline, again, talking about fixed storylines, I feel like they're trying to work in the younger girls here and get them some attention. And obviously, Scott sort of took a little dive in the wrong direction last week. Now he's causing some trouble, playing this practical joke. And, of course, the girls tell their mom at dinner, and she freaks out, calls Scott, says she's going to kick his ass. He hangs up on her, which doesn't help anything. I think one of my favorite lines was Chris says, "You don't mess with my family, and you definitely don't mess with my business." Now,
I thought that was hysterical, because shouldn't it be, "You don't mess with my business, and you definitely don't mess with my family"? Shouldn't it have been the other way around?
Exactly. That line says it all. She's, like, totally into the business. She's pimping out all the kids. Now the younger ones are on the list, too. Goes crazy at Scott's house. He kicks her out, rightfully so. And, her and Scott are always going at it. What did you think of this whole thing, Mari? Did you think he purposely tried to rile her up here, or how did you feel about
it? I thought it was a little bit scripted, and the only thing that gave it away is, like, when Chris turned into her like, yelling mode, she started smiling a little bit, and because she's not an actress, and so I feel like they think it's funny, like, to rile up Chris, and so now that's written into the storylines. But this storyline didn't bother me because Scott, even if it's scripted, Scott is so real. And, like, and yes, I'm sure part of it was scripted, but his insecurities and his issues with her are still real. And at the end of the day, he does feel bad. She does put him down. And so that doesn't need to be scripted. So while the whole prank was probably scripted to rile her up, you know, that was probably planned, I like having Scott and Courtney on the show because they present a real element and some more depth to it. And I just like having him on the show because I think he's so funny, the Mr. Dapper Don Bisek. I love that nickname. Now, Phil, I don't know how you felt about this, but from a guy's perspective, with now she's not the mother-in-law, but I call her that because it's easier. How do you, like, as a guy with the way Chris treats Scott, do you side with Scott on this whole battle?
No, I don't side with Scott. I mean, Scott, Chris said it best. You're laying by the pool all day. This is what you do. And so, in many ways, I think he's kind of a bum. And you know what? She's right. I don't like Scott.
So you don't like Scott?
Wow.
Okay,
like,
now the truth comes out.
Excuse me. You were defending the partying last week, but now you're showing your true colors.
Phil, do you have a defense?
When it comes to drinking, I think he's all right. But when he comes to actual work, no.
Well, I know you do work hard, Phil, so I can see you not siding with him on this one. And I have to say, I kind of see both sides of the story because at first, Chris, like, went totally crazy. But I do have to side with Phil that he does kind of look really comes off bad in these couple scenes because he does look like he talks about his businesses, but I'm kind of like left wondering what are those businesses. And him sitting by the pool in that beautiful house and that beautiful chair, I'm just like wondering, is he living off everybody and then making trouble?
He's a reality star. That's his business. Just like Heidi Montag, when she was on The Hills, had a fake job because her job was a reality star. That's his job. He's a reality star. And, yes, she yells at him because I think she's concerned he won't be able to support her Courtney and her family. But Chris is setting all of those children up for life. That's what she's doing. Like, she constantly gets them involved in businesses and to set them up for life.
Now, do you think she involves Scott in that picture, though? Like, do you guys feel that she genuinely doesn't like Scott like they like to make us believe, or do you think she, underneath it all, sort of has turned over a new leaf with him? I know Bruce has, and he said that in this episode.
No, Bruce
but
has.
What do you
I think that she genuinely, she's trying to like him because he is the father of Courtney's child, and nothing will change that. So even if they break up, he will always be a part of that family's life. So she's trying to like him and to accept him, but I don't think she thinks he's good enough for Courtney.
Phil, any thoughts? Okay, maybe Phil doesn't have any thoughts on that one. So I will say that I, honestly, here's my thing with Chris. She wants you to believe that she hates Scott, I think. You know, that's her goal as a producer. But Chris, as the mom, as the manager, I think we saw it at that final scene. I think they've really come to a different level in life where Scott as well actually like apologized, and that felt genuine, and I actually really liked him in that moment. They obviously, Scott went over to smooth things over with her, and they actually really had some good communication in this scene. You know, he really talked about his feelings. And you're right, Mari, I do think those feelings are real, that he feels like she's always raring to go after him. And, you know, Chris says, she comes clean and says, I don't feel that way about you anymore. I do admit it was below the belt. And Scott sort of says it is what it is, but he actually apologized. And we all know as women, right, Mari? Sorry, Phil, but how hard it is for men to apologize. So Chris was, like, jumping for joy over that. And she said, I love hearing the I'm sorry. And so this actually turned out to be kind of a cute sort of makeup moment. I hope it was real because
I would love to feel that they're getting to that level in life with kids involved and all that, you know? Do you agree, Mari?
I think they're all trying to make a genuine effort, yes.
And, you know, show or no show, that is real. Mason is real, and you just have to hope that. We saw last week, we saw this week, you know, I feel like there's still scenes that may come up where he's going to sort of go off the handle, but, you know, I hope for the kids' sake, for Mason's sake, that they sort of stay on this path of, you know, Scott Dapper Don Disick. I love that nickname. Now, what did you think about the girls in this episode? Do you feel like Kendall and Kylie, they're trying to give them more attention? You know, they plan this whole scheme with Scott. You know, Kendall and Kylie are sitting there telling their mom at dinner that they're firing her. I mean, they're teenagers. I know it's for the show. But how do you feel about them at this stage?
You know, I never thought about it, but when you said that they're probably trying to introduce the younger girls, that makes sense. I think you're totally dead on with that one.
Yeah, I mean, and we've talked about this with the modeling, and we heard Kendall say she just got back from New York. I mean, do you think this show should be, like, highlighting the girls this young, and do you feel like, is it going to be the same show if they continue on that path of sort of bringing in the new younger girls?
But yeah, that's exactly what Scott said. Like, they're bringing in the newer generation. Like the older girls are getting old, and they're prepping the younger girls to take over. So they're starting them a little young, but they need to build their fan base, I guess.
Right. Now, but do you have the same interest in them as you do in these Kardashians that we've all kind of connected with, the three older sisters? Do you feel like you can have the same connection in following?
Because they're so young. They're like watching, like, Hilary Duff when she was on. They're so young. So, no, I don't have an interest in them yet. But maybe when they're older.
Right. I mean, I just feel like, you know, I understand they're trying to give them, they have the exposure now, they have the platform, they're trying to continue it on and draw interest in these girls' lives, but I just, for me, I'm happy to keep up with Kim, Khloe, and Courtney. I feel like these girls should be living their lives, the younger girls, and it's, you know, not the time, in my opinion, for them to really be stepping in to the spotlight, so to speak, but we'll see what happens. You know, obviously with Chris, there's no stopping her. So I don't know, Mari, if you have any last thoughts, but I know we have some great wedding-related news and gossip and all that good stuff, but I don't want to leave you hanging if you have some last thoughts on this.
No, I was just happy to see Scott featured in an episode again because I like Scott. I think he's funny. I think he's real, and I think he brings more depth to the show. So when he is a more central character or when a segment is based around him, I always enjoy it more.
I kind of agree. It's kind of like me when I'm kind of featured on this show, you know, when I'm brought in more centrally, right?
That's right, Phil. You bring something real. You bring something new and fresh. I have to agree on that one. We love having you join us, and we need that male perspective, you know? It's all about the women here and all the sisters like Scott and Bruce. You're like the Scott and Bruce of AfterBuzz TV after show here.
Of course, glad.
So, do you have any last thoughts for us from the male point of view?
Well, it was unfortunate I didn't quite get to see the full episode. But you know what? I will say, overall, this is my second episode, and I kind of want to keep up with the Kardashians from now on. I'm really.
I know. It hooks you in, right?
Yeah, it is kind of addicting.
And next week is the big wedding, and I know we are trying our hardest to get Maria to give us some inside scoop once that all goes down. So, you know, it's all exciting here on AfterBuzz TV, keeping up with the...
She's out of town this week, so she couldn't do it, and her schedule doesn't permit right now for her to call in today, but she will. I'm definitely going to be pushing. I feel like after the wedding, we could probably get a lot, you know, because then, you know, she'll have been there, it'll have happened, so we can probably get some exclusives for that.
Great. Well, we'll keep you guys posted. And we have some news and gossip pertaining to the wedding. So let's go to a quick commercial and we'll get to that.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
Oh, come on.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on. AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, guys, we know it's just a week away till the big Kim Kardashian wedding, and Mari and I talk about this all the time here on AfterBuzz. So I have a little special fun fact moment for all of us here. E has given us 10 fun facts about Kim's future hubby, Chris Humphries. Because, Mari, we know we're not seeing it in the episodes, right? So we're going to bring it to you here. So here we go.
It looks like we're seeing him next week, but first I can't wait to hear your fun facts.
Here we go. We have a countdown. 10 fun facts about Chris Humphries. Number one, swimming used to be his big sport. He even competed against future Olympian Michael Phelps. Number two, he ditched college to play in the NBA. Number three, giving back is important. In addition to regularly attending charity events, he has his very own philanthropic effort, the Chris Humphries Foundation. Number four, the letter K runs in his family too, just like the Kardashians. He has two older sisters named Kayla and Crystal. Number five, he's got eclectic musical taste from Marvin Gaye to Earth, Wind, and Fire to Lil Wayne. So he definitely likes diversity in his music. Number six, Chris loves to make a big splash. Mr. Humphries' favorite way to relax is boating and spending time on the water. Number seven, he hasn't played hoops with Lamar Odom just yet. Number eight, as if we didn't already know this, he's got a good body. Number nine, he's an animal lover. He has two small dogs. And number 10, he threw down some serious bucks for Kim's bling in comparison to his salary. He makes $3.2 million and spent a cool $2 million on Kim's wedding ring. So those are our 10 fun facts about Chris. What do you think, Mari?
I think that he needs to play Lamar Odom. I think that'll be fun.
I know, right? That they should make an episode out of that. Maybe like, you know, right before the wedding when all the guys get together. That would be like the perfect thing to do the night before the wedding. So hopefully they're listening to us. Well, we all knew he had a good body. That's not really groundbreaking, but I like his eclectic taste in music for sure. So anyway, we hope next week we'll get to see more of him. But for now, hopefully that holds you over. And speaking of that ginormous wedding 9 days away, you'd think Kim Kardashian would be freaking out right about now. But E! News checked in with Kim K, and she had this to say. Everyone says that you freak out, but I think all of my freak out moments happened at the beginning when we decided to get married this summer. She went on to say that last night she took the red eye to New York, ran to Vera Wang for a dress fitting at 10 a.m., then left at noon for another flight out. And she said she spent like 11 hours on a plane just to spend 3 hours in New York. And she's not the only one doing the wedding planning. She said about Chris that he's pretty involved, and I think from the start, he made it really clear that he wanted to be involved. I mean, I think a wedding is definitely for a girl. There are lots of girly things, but we made sure I incorporated him a lot. And as for the honeymoon plans, Kim went on to explain that unfortunately, we don't have time to go on a honeymoon right now, but we were going to go next summer. So they're rushing into the wedding, but they're holding off on the honeymoon for basically a year. What do you think of that?
Well, if the NBA lockout continues, I bet you they could do the honeymoon before a year is over.
I know, right? I mean, are you one for wanting to sort of lump everything together, because I actually think it might be nice to sort of have something to look forward to. But a lot of girls like that.
No, I agree. I think that they were rushing too much into the wedding. I think that they should have found a time where they could do the wedding and then the honeymoon and waited till then. But clearly they wanted to get this wedding going.
Right. Well, they definitely have those sponsors filtering it, I'm sure. So I guess the honeymoon will have to wait, but we shall see. Maybe you're right about that NBA lockout. So, well, one last piece of news is the Kardashian collection finally hit Sears, and it's already on sale. I like the sound of that. It was never going to break fashion ground, but for fans of the Kardashian sisters' style, their new collection for Sears won't disappoint. According to the Daily Mail, the Kardashian collection, which officially arrived in 400 of the retailer's U.S. stores on August 25th, is available to buy online at a 30% discount in a pre-sale celebration. As one would expect, the line bears all the signatures of Kim, Kourtney, and Khloe, with some figure-hugging dresses, printed pantsuits, and, of course, sky-high platform shoes. I love the price points. They start at like $20 for rings and jewelry and go up to $99 for a dress or a pantsuit. The line also includes handbags and lingerie. They had an interview with Good Morning America where Kim described the collaboration as a dream come true. The girls who choose the wallpaper and the carpets in their own stores added that it was important to them that there was something to flatter every figure. And Sears, on the other hand, hopes that the Kardashians will help draw a younger, more image-conscious customer to the store. The executive vice president told Good Morning America, when you think of Sears, you think of appliances, you think of tools. How do you get people's perception to change around clothing and apparel? Well, I guess bringing in the Kardashians is the way to go. They hope to bring in a new audience. So did you get to take a look at their new collection?
No, but I thought that it was perfectly timed to have the Sears, little thing at the beginning of the episode timed with the actual launch of the Sears collection. Chris is always thinking, always trying to merge that. And then I don't know if you caught the commercial, so that's where I saw the clothes, because in the first commercial break, there was a Sears commercial for their collection, so I saw the line then. It's all thought out in advance.
I know. It all perfectly comes together, right? Well, I actually have to say, though, that as a fashion girl, I was online looking at the pre-sale, and they really do have some cute things. And I like the thing. I mean, if you like their style, you're definitely going to want to, grab everything. And I think that's really where I would say it's a success for them, because they perfectly incorporate their style. It's a great price point for their fans. And, as the girl said in the beginning of this episode, they may wear the same piece, but they all wear it differently. And so I actually think they did a really good job on the line. And I feel like they definitely incorporated their personal style and translated that really nicely into
it. Check it out.
Yeah, you do. And, the one thing I do have to say, though, this is a little side piece of news, is that Bacquier, the bag designer, the bag line, they actually put on the internet that they copied one of their bags. And they have since taken down the one bag design. They said they copied the Clyde handbag from Bacquier. So I'm very curious to know what happens with that, but we'll definitely keep you updated on whether or not they're going to sell that particular bag in question. But very exciting, and I'm looking forward to it when it comes out on August 25th. So everybody will be ready right after the wedding. So that is all this week for news and gossip. And I'm waiting for creepy music. I don't know if we have it anymore, but I'm ready for some predictions, Phil. You got any creepy music for me? Yes. Okay, well, there we go. I love that creepy music. Well, next week, we are officially going to be right into that wedding, but next week's episode was all about Chris not liking her certain things about her body. And, of course, we know from news and gossip a couple weeks ago that she has had some plastic surgery leading up to the wedding, so I'm guessing that's what this next week's episode will all be about there. What do you think about Chris and her her body image issues and plastic surgery and all that good stuff?
I think she needs to cool it on the plastic surgery because it gets to a point where it starts to look fake. And I think she's on that line or could cross that line potentially. But what I think is more interesting next week that I'm looking forward to is Bora Bora and finally getting to see Chris and Cam interact. And I want to know what she's bawling about.
I know. It's like their big moment on the show, which, again, perfectly coincides with Real Time and their actual wedding next weekend. But it's the first time in a couple of weeks where we're going to see Kim and Chris on the actual episode and sort of see how they interact on this family trip. So that'll be very interesting. But it's kind of a little weird to have that episode airing and yet you know they're getting married in real time. So I guess it's still nice to watch the story unfold, though, even if it is following the wedding.
I just want to see him interact. I'm so curious.
I know. It's like we've been starved for that. 10 little fun facts will only hold us over for so long. So he definitely seems like a really nice guy, and Bora Bora looks amazing. So I can't wait to travel there with the Kardashians. And Phil, you're gonna stick with us because we converted you now. I'm so excited.
I will certainly stick with you guys, and I'm excited. You know what? We talked about them having a honeymoon. Well, you know what? Isn't that kind of like the honeymoon?
Life a honeymoon for them?
No, the whole family is with them.
Well,
okay. Yeah, that's the only thing. Like, a family trip is definitely a little less romantic than a honeymoon, don't you think, Phil?
Yeah, I could buy that. Fair enough.
I mean, it's kind of hard to get romantic when you have, like, Bruce and Chris standing over you. I'm sure that's not their idea of romance, but, you know, Bora Bora, not bad. I'll take it.
Exactly.
Either way.
Exactly.
So I look forward to that, guys. And any last thoughts before we sign off this week?
No, I just can't wait to finally see all that, and I'll be giving you my opinions on Chris once I have a better idea.
Phil, any last male thoughts on your end?
Yeah, I don't like the plastic surgery thing. Like, you don't look, I mean, honestly, I don't see anything wrong. You don't look half as bad as she probably thinks she is. Don't do it. I hate that. Don't do it.
I have to agree with you on that one. I'm not one for, you know, where Kim was sending a positive message. This might be sort of in the opposite direction. If you sort of have to learn to accept who you are and be happy with who you are, so not always run and change it. But, you know, every case is different and every person is different, so I'm not going to judge too much, but I do see what you're saying there, Phil. And we want everyone to feel beautiful, you know? We only live one life. We might as well all enjoy it and feel beautiful. So if that's her way, then let her enjoy herself. But we will definitely be reporting whatever we can give you on the big wedding next week. And, of course, we'll be recapping the episode. So thank you so much to Mari Fagel and Phil Svitek for joining me. And we'll be back next week with more Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.